for the translators to talk to each other to get help. We're going to start one of those up on my website so you can talk to the other translators in case there are questions and things like that. So hopefully that will be really helpful. Yeah, we're trying to do that starting next year. On my website, you'll get an invitation.
No Facebook.
No Facebook. Just go to the website and it'll be you. Translators only, and then Peter from my company, and then me that you can ask questions on. I heard Rothfuss did that, and I'm like, that is such a good idea.
Yeah,
what's that? It's a great idea. Really. I have 25 translators, so yeah. Yep. So that will be handy.
It's always easier, right? Mm-hmm. There are some tricky things in the back.
Yeah, talking to other translators.
You don't always catch that, right?
Peter and Karen, who are my editorial director and my continuity editor, you can ask questions about to them. So that'll be really handy. But no, I'm really excited for the Dark Side stories. We've got some great ideas for those, and I think we're gonna make sure that they have a consistent artist is our goal. That's our big goal. Consistent artists.
Will you do it with Dynamite again? Or
what's that?
Will you do it with Dynamite again?
We will see. Okay. Dynamite, we liked as a company. The biggest thing we didn't like was the switching. Switching artists too much. And so we'll go to them and say, can you guarantee us a single artist? And the book sold really well, so I think they can afford to pay better and get somebody like, you know, the artists were all great, but it's obvious that they didn't want to stay on it because it was too much work for the pay, I think. It's just, you know.
What's the Dark One right now? Like, the film?
Dark One is looking great. So so we have the television show that they announced, so I can talk about it. I didn't leak this with Joe Michael Straczynski.
That's
right?
On the record.
They already leaked that. And that's, Joe will write the pilot of that sometime this fall, or this winter. But we have the graphic novel, it's going full steam ahead. And then we'll be doing some audio book versions. So there'll be like a graphic novel or an audio book, and you can just kind of choose. There won't be like a traditional novel for it, probably. It'll be audio or...
Will the story be the same, or...?
It'll be from the same outline.
Uh-huh.
But there might be small deviations based on like how the graphic novel... But we're trying to keep it close together. The television show, no idea, right? Because we have a really great showrunner involved, and they know television. They might do, but the audiobook, the graphic novel, the audiobook should be prose narrative, so not just the quotes. And this should be graphic novel, both from the same outline. We'll see how it goes. So. All right, guys, I am going to take off. So, thank you so much.
Thank you
for your help. You were
okay. One small last question.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Nas, you know, the guy Nas, that was the priest, wants his knife back, the one he gave to Kelsier?
Yeah, he would want it back, but it's not like the flute. It's not something that was super, super important to him. The person who gave it away. So.
Okay.
He would like his knife back eventually, but, you know.
Nothing important.
Nothing important. So, yeah. Anyway, take care.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.